Growing up, Michael Burry thought he was born in the wrong century.
I still feel that to some degree. I would feel much more comfortable in the 17th, 18th, or 19th centuries.
Michael's a restoration carpenter. He looks young for 53, and he's dressed in a flannel shirt flecked with sawdust. He's working in his shop while his kids play outside. It's a timber frame barn he built himself in his backyard in Plymouth. Today, Michael's repairing a 200-year-old pillar. It comes from a historic home in downtown Plymouth called the Hedge House. He's using a hand planer from the 1800s, a time when carpenters worked with no electricity, no power tools.
Carpenters and joiners who preceded me went through the same senses of smell, of sight, of visualizing the grain as it flows through a board.
He says a machine planer would work, but with a hand planer.
It's a different sense of it. You're feeling it as you move the plane across the board. The machine doesn't feel it, but you feel it.
The base of the hedge house column rotted over the years, so Michael's replacing it. He's using a cylindrical wooden dowel to connect a new base to the old pillar. Throughout the process, he tries to be as true to history as possible. But sometimes...
Well, I struggle with it because it'd be nice to do everything by hand, you know, just trying to do something as efficiently as you can so you don't cost the client a lot of money. So there's that balance to keep between the budget that you got to do the repair and, you know, making some money as well. This is, it's one of the, I don't know, it's technically I guess I could do it by hand, but it's just quicker this way.
Keeping within the budget is the hardest part of Michael's job. But the craft? For Michael, that's the fun part. He calls it play. It started when he was a teenager, learning by trial and error in the family basement.
My reward for getting my homework done was to be able to go down in the basement and get the tools out and do something.
After college, Michael got a job at Plymouth Plantation. It's a living museum of the original Pilgrim colony. He hewed logs, spoke in Old English dialect, and dressed in period clothing. After 11 years, he left to start his own business, Michael Burry Restoration. They stayed busy even through the 2008 recession, mostly renovating old houses.
I think a building is a living object because a building has a conception, a gestation, a birth, a life, and a death.
Whenever he works on a house, Michael thinks back to the original builder.
So you get to know the carpenter of the house you're working on, you know, little bit by little bit, and then try to keep that same mindset. So essentially, you are taking on the character of that carpenter who's building that house in whatever period you're working in.
Back in the shop, Michael's still working on the pillar. He notices some lingering moisture in the old wood.
You see all that moisture? Full of water.
That's a bad sign. It may have even caused the base to rot, especially combined with the choice of wood. White pine, probably from the upper part of the tree. Michael says the previous carpenter should have used wood from the bottom of the tree, which would have worked better because it's more rot-resistant.
So this is part of the training a carpenter really should go through. I think a lot of modern carpenters today don't really understand wood. One piece of white pine is the same as the next. Whereas I'm looking at the whole tree, the top is good for certain things, the base is good for other things.
It's kind of poetic that the base of the tree is also good for the base of the pillar.
Yes, I mean, it's... Yes, it is. It's very, I think this is the understanding then of, you know, because the tree is putting that wood at the base because it needs it rot resistance, so you learn from nature itself.
It's getting late in the afternoon, so Michael starts to wrap up. He'll save his leftover wood scraps for firewood and spread the sawdust in the woods behind his house. He doesn't waste anything.
Essentially, we're just temporary residents here. You know, we're interacting with the generations who passed, and we're interacting with the generations to come.
Finally, Michael straps his new base to the 200-year-old pillar, and it fits. For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Justine Paradise.